You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2011 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. The speaker is Simeon Dondero, giving a special evening devotional address. This was recorded on July 27th, 2011.
So, on the schedule, there's no title for my little chat tonight, partially because I tend to be a little indecisive sometimes, and I think I had about five or six different titles that I could have possibly used. We'll get to that in a minute. I want everybody to take out a pen or pencil if they have it, please. If you have a pen or a pencil, take out a piece of paper. If you have a pen, you can use the back of your hand or a corner of a scrap of something, whatever you can find. You're going to write three letters, and I'm going to be specific about how I want you to write them. A capital D, a lowercase u, a lowercase h, and an exclamation point. Now, what does that spell?
Duh.
All right, say it with a little more.
Duh.
Duh. Okay, now, for those of you who don't know, as a profession, I teach martial arts. And one of the things that I look for when I'm teaching is how well the students are paying attention. And one of the ways that I can tell that is by how quickly they react if I ask them to do something. So for instance, when we start class, I'll say, class, lining up. Some kids will kind of... Other kids will be paying attention, be ready and go, yes, sir! And be ready right away to listen. So, listen close. Now, in teaching, I've discovered that not everyone learns the same way. Some people need specific, exact directions. Some people need a little bit of guidance, and then they kind of figure their way on their own. So, there's a few different themes that are going to be woven throughout the little devotion tonight. Some of them will be specific. Some of them you'll have to kind of think about yourself. If you're paying attention and remember the whole thing, you might find some things at the end that make sense with things at the beginning, or the middle, and vice versa. Now, the year of 2010 was a little bit rough for me. I kind of started to develop a bit of a rash on my skin that throughout the year started to spread from a few different, few small spots to more spots, to more spots, to more spots, to more spots. And a few even up on my head. And throughout the year, I was going to the doctor trying to figure out what's going on. First, she says, oh, it's rosacea, and gives me some medicine. A few months later, oh, maybe it's not that. Let's try this. Give me some more medicine. Oh, it's not that. Let's try this. Give me some more medicine. I started losing confidence in her. You know, she's giving me this stuff. She doesn't know what's wrong with me. What am I supposed to do? Started to kind of get to me. You know, it's not very comfortable having rashes all over your body. It's not very good for your confidence, your self-esteem. So I kind of started to go, you know, get a little depressed, kind of start not feeling too good about myself. And it started affecting different things in my life. Probably the biggest thing, regrettably, is that I didn't make it to meeting as often as I should have. And that has another effect on me. You know, I feel bad about that. I, you know, start missing it. I say, I need to go. Sunday morning comes along. I don't have the oomph to get up and go. I come up with lots of excuses not to go, but I still don't go. Now, in probably November, December 2010 was probably some of the worst parts for me. The few things that actually motivated me and got me excited was working with the kids that I teach and the Giants winning the World Series. Yes. And so those things kind of carried me through and were sort of like the rock that kept me going, I guess you could say. And it didn't get quite that bad. I wasn't thinking, you know, anything drastic, but you know, I was kind of down in the dumps. And came along near the end of January, December, January, my skin got really bad. And it was itchy constantly, It was getting to the point where it was like cracked and bleeding and just really gross. Sorry if this is a little too much for people, but you'll understand. So I go back to the doctor, and I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? This is going nuts. And she's like looking me over, checking over everything. She's like, oh, you have like four or five different skin conditions going on at the same time. She's like, all right, prednisone for a month. Now, those of you who know what that is, it's sort of like a steroid drug that kind of takes care of stuff. And it did for about 3 weeks. And then I started tapering off of it and started coming back even worse. And I'm like, all right, I go back in, and she's like, well, yeah, prednisone, you know, removes allergens, kind of calms down your body. I'm like, so I might be allergic to something? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, you couldn't tell me that before? Anyway. So I go to see an allergist, and turns out, like my older brother, who is extremely allergic to gluten, I had developed a gluten sensitivity. So I get home, and unfortunately, the first thing I looked up on the internet was gluten-free beer. Because gluten is in wheat and in flour. You know, I enjoy a beer every now and then. Go to a baseball game, get a hot dog and a beer. Wait, the hot dog bun? Oh, I can't do that. I can't do the beer. It was very kind of dramatic for me. It hit me pretty hard. And so the month of, not only that, but coming down from kind of prednisone, because it's kind of not a fun thing to be on, I was even more down in the dumps. And I was... This is the next part here. I have a little notebook here that I take notes from exhortations throughout the years in. And I was looking through it, and the last three exhortations that I took notes on, I'll give you the dates to kind of give you an idea here. December 26, 2010. March 6th, 2011. About 2.5 months where I didn't go to meeting. Now, I get back to meeting on March 6th. Just happened to come in, you know. I forget what reason it was. I'm kind of real in the midst of, you know, the messy stuff, not feeling good, not knowing what I'm going to eat, trying to figure out what's not gluten, what is gluten, missing bread, missing hamburgers, missing pizza, all this kind of stuff. And Ted Sleeper, many of you know, was giving the talk that day. And he starts talking about the finger of God. And I have in my notes right here, this is sort of a bit of an inspiration for me. He was talking about the lessons of the new covenant that we have with Christ and how baptism is a covenant between you and God. And God, you know, it's a very big deal. And he says, God wants his words to be our meat and drink, to be the nutrition we need to sustain our lives. But we have to choose that food. We must eat it daily. And then he said, give us this day our daily bread. And he said, this should be engraved on your heart. And I'm thinking, but I can't eat bread. And as soon as I said that, another verse popped into my head. Man does not live by bread alone. What's that word? Duh. And that kind of woke me up a little bit and was like, oh, hey, yeah, come on, what's wrong with you? And it's kind of interesting how that worked out. And along with sort of the healing thing that's going on with Brother Mark's classes, one of my possible titles for this was going to be allergies. And I looked up allergies in the dictionary, and one of the definitions is an abnormal reaction of the body to a previously encountered allergen. Another one was an oversensitivity to a substance that causes the body to react to any contact with that substance. Now, in the course of figuring out that I was allergic to gluten, and over the next couple months, the doctor and me were going back and forth and realized that part of it is that I was very vitamin A deficient and very vitamin B deficient. And so when I actually had those vitamins, the gluten didn't really affect me as much. Kind of like when you have the Word of God, the allergens to your life in Christ don't affect you as much. And it got me thinking, allergies affect the body. What allergies affect our body in Christ? Not just my body, but the body of Christ, the body of us. And when it comes to healing, what vitamins do we need from God to protect us from those allergens, or to figure out what those are, and how do we deal with them? So that's the part you guys get to figure out. Good luck.